two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
The term world music was invented by a group of music industry types in a London pub in 1987 to market and sell music from the non-English speaking world. The Graceland album had created big interest, as had the WOMAD organisation.
I was in the countryside and I had a shortwave radio.
WOMAD co-founder, musician Peter Gabriel.
As the night came down, the radio waves would appear miraculously on shortwave. And there was one Dutch radio station that played some interesting stuff, and it had been playing the soundtrack of the Stanley Baker African epic called Dingaka. It was something where the rhythms and the voices stuck out for me, and I thought, oh, there's something I should explore here.
Peter was a key figure in the 1980s world music boom. We're going back before that to when the world first got into our very Anglo radio playlists and top 40 charts. Ritchie Valens, his 1958 recording of a 1930s Mexican folk song. The Mexican sound got deep into America on high-power radio stations south of the border. Caillou Sakamoto, a song reflecting on the US military occupation of his native Japan after World War II. But you wouldn't get that from the US release title, named for the popular Japanese beef dish, sukiyaki. The West already knew the African sound indirectly through jazz and blues, but new African sounds arrived in the States through records like this, 1968, Humar Sakala, Grazing in the Grass. Western musicians wanted to go deeper. Rolling Stone, Brian Jones, recorded that in Morocco, 1968, the master musicians of Jajuka. And ¶¶ Greek musician John Kongos moved to South Africa. This 1971 global hit for him, at its heart, a tape loop of African drums. Early hits from beyond the Anglosphere. And this was huge.
Zimbala tanga diwo umbu satanga jesa makosa na.
My world changed when I heard that on the radio one night in 1973. Manu Dibango from Cameroon, Soul Makossa. Beatles turned us on to Indian music in the mid-60s. Their mentor, Ravi Shankar, played at Woodstock. Then this 1969 worldwide hit for US jazz outfit, the Dave Pike Set. Early international hits, inspired by and dedicated to Mikis Theodorakis, who gave us Zorba, written and recorded in one epic night to meet a film deadline in 1964. Mikis Theodorakis was a composer, a poet, a songwriter, a political figure who opposed tyranny and paid dearly for it. His Zorba record was a colossal hit in 1964. Mikis died a couple of weeks ago. He was 96.
Your pop music, I like very much, and the Greek people like very much your Beatles. I am a composer of pop music, but pop Greek music, eh? Our music is dance music, popular dance music, music with rhythm. And me, I contact with all my body.